Welcome to my podcast. Today I'm going to talk about another different case. I just read an article and I felt that I would like to brief about it because it's just something that we never heard about before and it's unusual from the common. So basically, after you introduce yourself, double check the patient name, date of birth, you'll ask the patient, how can I help you? And it's a lady, a young lady or a young lad who present with painful ulcer in their private area, and it's been like a week, and it could be ulcerative as well. And the patient might state that they had like community acquired pneumonia, and they presented to an A&E with basically of the symptoms that we are aware of, which is shortness of breath, fever, cough, atypical symptoms. And the patient has been treated Berkeley with antibiotic like amoxicillin and doxycycline, and their symptom has been improved. However, the patient having this genital painful lesion, and they are seeking help, what might be the issue. And to state more, this patient stated that they are not sexually active and they don't have any sexual contact. So in that regard, you have to think about certain differential which could help with the diagnosis. So you'll ask the patient how long ago you have those symptoms. Is there anything that concerning you? Do you have any thoughts or idea what might be the issue? Sometimes the patient might come up with certain thoughts for the reasoning of the lesion presented. You will ask also if they have any previous sexual transmitted infection or any sexual encounter, and if they have been recently traveling somewhere or they have any casual sexual relationship, which is not applicable in this situation because the patient stated she's not active sexually. So from that concept, you'll just ask about if there is any medical history, if any alignment that the patient might have, any medication been taken for some time, and what's their lifestyle like, and if there is any family history of similar issue. And then you will ask the patient that would like to have a look, and you have to have a chaperone in order just to keep privacy, and also from the medical legal aspect. And then you will start to think about your differential. So the first one you would think of is basically herpes. We know herpes is quite painful lesion in that area. So we'll ask if the lesion started like small painful vesicles and then they get ulcerated with the raw area. And you will ask if it has been before and is the first encounter or a repeated. And then you will ask if there is any other associated ulcerations, for instance, in the eye. So you'll ask about the site, mouth as well. And because this could point to, for instance, Behçet disease. You will ask also about if was the ulceration, for instance, painless. So in that condition, you will ask about syphilis. You will think about syphilis. So, however, the patient denied any sexual activity, so this will direct you from those remote stated condition. So the only condition that could be thought about in this condition, it's called non-sexual herpes, our genital ulcer. It's sexually acquired, and it's not. It's non-sexually acquired genital ulcer, which called also libistus ulcer or ulcus vulvi acutum. It's seen mostly in adolescent, so in that age group, and just mostly in female and male. And also there is another thing called juvenile gangrenous vasculitis of the scrotum, which can be considered in the same category. It's distinctive by its painful situation, painful condition. The patient will present with acute systematic illness and like the upper respiratory tract infection as in this situation, or the patient might have GIT symptom like diarrhea. It has been stated the virus, which culprit is Epstein-Barr virus, and cytomegalovirus, also influenza, group A, and group A is streptococcus, and being stated sometimes can be associated with mycoplasma pneumonia or salmonella. However, the main actual pathogenesis is unknown and not clear. So the main point to differentiate in this situation is that the patient stated that they are not sexually active and they present with fever, and it's quite painful ulceration and skin lesion in the vulva or in the scrotum, and can be physically, or by naked eye observation, can show like a raw area and yellowish, and it could have black color, which state necrosis, which could denote vasculitis. And it's quite well defined, erythematous border all around. And it could be, as we know, a virus area sometimes can be associated with adjacent, if the skin opposite to areas, which are called kissing skin lesion. So, mostly the diagnosis can be made clinically after excluding the common genital ulcer, as I stated. And in that condition, the major attribute for this is its patient is not sexually active, and the lesion is really painful and feverish, and we need to exclude any other infectious disease. Syphilis and this one, there's xenomorphosis and other under condition which is associated in that area. So the patient might have flu-like symptom. Mostly in those situation, if you want to for instance, investigate more or send for some investigation, you can do the PCR, which basically scraping for the ulcer, and send a viral examination. And if you are thinking about bacteria or fungal, you will send for STI testing. And you need to exclude other skin problems in that area, like, for instance, as I say, syphilis, which is painless. And those also chancroid, chancre, lymphogranuloma, venereum, and neuroblasts. So, in that condition, the management is mostly you will tell the patient what you have thought of the skin lesion, and you will ask the patient if they have any thought, and you'll ask them about their lifestyle, because usually adolescents sometimes they might be. Might be athletic, maybe they go to the gym, they have issue that they can't continue with their fitness, for instance, running, doing some maneuvers in the gym, so they might have too much pain. So you need to understand their situation, what's really bothering them and affecting them, and treat from there. So obviously you need to give topical anesthesia to alleviate the pain and the friction in that area. You will give also painkiller, and if the pain is really severe, you will tell them about opioid analgesia like aquidamol, those kind of things, and you'll ask if they had taken it before. Say, for instance, for me, I can't relate it, it just makes me nauseating. And dizziness, so this is something you need to consider. for instance, you need to think of also about the locality of the ulceration, because if it's really, for instance, for ladies in the labia, it might be associated with dysuria. Of course, we know that in that area, any minor injury or any minor scrubbing or friction will cause too much pain, and this will affect urination. So you might consider cauterization to allow, like you say, permit, voiding with ease. It's difficult, but you need to find ways in order to allow for the mucosa to heal. The other factor, we know that mucosa, like for instance in the oral or in the genital, they are much vascular. They tend to bleed more, but they have good healing process. So just you need to tell the patient avoid any friction or any like for instance if you're wearing clothes, avoid friction. I know it's very difficult, so you have to be a little bit cautious until the ulcers start to heal. So that you can emphasize about applying several moist gauze and keep the area dry in order to assist in the healing process. So once the ulcers start to heal, which usually takes a couple of weeks, and the patient will feel ease. And usually, of course, as we know, mucosa is very vascular, so it tends to have no scarring. And usually those conditions are not recurrent, as been stated in the literature. So I thought this is an important case to raise. And if you come across something similar, lab 2, so you could talk about this condition, and you will show to your examiner that you have extensive knowledge about the area and about different aspects in regard. I hope that I covered one of the conditions that can be encountered mainly in the adolescent, and how you can tackle it effectively and efficiently. Thank you.